Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. Standing along a stretch of dual carriageway near to us are a series of apple trees. Every year, on the occasions we drive past them, we see the blossom, then the fruit, and finally the harvest. Yet, the harvest is no more than the trees shedding their fruit upon the ground around them. No one picks and gathers it. Initially, I thought this was a waste. I didn't myself stop to gather the harvest, but the image of fallen fruit stayed with me and became something of a meditation as I reflected upon it. I recognized that these old abandoned trees were unable to stop doing what they were created for, that is, to be fruitful. Much like us abiding in Christ, we cannot help to be fruitful. We may feel disconnected through life circumstance, no longer participating in a life-affirming Christian community, or cut off from our family, yet we cannot stop being fruitful if we remain in Jesus. However, if isolated and alone, what is the purpose of fruitfulness? Perhaps nothing more than the fact that God will never stop pouring out love into and through us. The fruit may drop to the ground, apparently to no purpose, yet, as I considered those abandoned yet fruitful trees, I realized that the soil that nurtured them year in and year out was itself enriched by their fallen fruit, and they fed off an ever richer diet. Their fallen fruit, which they did not choose to produce but was an expression of their identity, enabled them to maintain their witness to that identity and the fruitfulness of the source of their life. So it is with us. Our output is not subject to the laws of supply and demand. We are not valued according to our usefulness. We are valued because of our chosen identity as children of God. As I abide in Jesus, I can only produce the fruits of Godness, for God is my life source, my whole existence. As I abide, such fruitfulness, if nothing else, will enrich the soil from which my life springs. There'll be a perpetual harvest, one I need not worry about how it is used. So in the oratory where we live, our life of contemplative prayer is much valued by visitors who stay for a retreat or just a meal. They note the stillness, the fruit of our simple abiding in God. By choice, we make little effort to promote our work of prayer above publishing dates for retreats and an explanation of who we are. We are assured that whoever finds us is sent by God, and we welcome them with the hospitality, hope, and healing that underpin our work of prayer and presence in a small corner of this world. As we enter into the God space today, what do you observe as the fruit that grows from your abiding in Christ? This is your true identity. Beware of living as an apple tree trying to produce pears. Rest in the knowledge that your harvest is guaranteed and never wasted. Amen. I see our oratory much like those abandoned apple trees, visible to many who motor past, but no doubt seen by few and reflected upon by fewer still. Yet God knows our abiding and ensures our fruitfulness. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And also join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.